The International Red Cross headed to Guantanamo to inspect the conditions under which the detainees are being held. Critics say the U.S. is flouting the Geneva Conventions by refusing to designate its battlefield detainees as prisoners of war. The caging of the prisoners has angered many in the Arab world and forced Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair to defend the U.S. action. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
America's main ally in the anti-terror campaign worries Washington may be squandering the Allied victory in Afghanistan by alienating the public with its hard line on prisoners. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's remark that he didn't feel the slightest concern over their treatment has stunned British diplomats. Britain's House of Commons has had raucous exchanges over whether the U.S. is violating international norms. Tony Blair is under pressure from his own party because of suspicions that the terror suspects await harsh interrogation, followed by secret trials and possible execution. Senior Labour MP Kevin McNamara put this to the Prime Minister during weekly question time.
Does he share the concern of many people in this country that the West is in danger of losing the high moral ground because of the treatment and possible mode of trial of those prisoners?
At least three of the prisoners are believed to be British, a difficult spot for Blair. As a loyal ally, he must be seen supporting the anti-terror campaign as well as protecting his own citizens. Blair defended the hooding and shackling of the captured fighters during their transport from Afghanistan to Cuba, but the Prime Minister also told the Commons,
"I totally agree that anybody who is captured by American troops or British troops or anyone else should be treated humanely in accordance with the Geneva Convention and proper international norms. But there should be no doubt about two things. First of all, as I say, we're dealing with very dangerous people. Secondly, however, we are civilized people and we will treat prisoners in a proper and humane way."
Charles Kennedy.
Until last night, Blair had followed the American lead and avoided mention of the Geneva Conventions, which govern treatment of prisoners of war. The Americans have refused to recognize the detainees as POWs, preferring instead to call them unlawful combatants. But Mary Robinson, the UN Human Rights Commissioner, says the overwhelming view of international legal opinion is that they are prisoners of war.
They were combatants in an international armed conflict, and their status is defined and protected by the Geneva Conventions of 1949, that they are prisoners of war. They should be held in conditions as favorable as U.S. soldiers, and they have right of access to the ICRC and to a fair trial, of course.
Amnesty International has condemned the cages the prisoners are being held in at Guantanamo as inhumane, while the Bush administration is unbothered by suggestions that the U.S. is veering away from international norms. Abdelbari Atwan says the Arab world is not. Atwan is the editor-in-chief of the pan-Arab daily Al-Quds Al-Arabi, based in London.
A lot of question marks is raised now in the Arab and Muslim world. Okay, Taliban is backward. Taliban is belonging to the Stone Age. But what about the 21st century? What about the leader of the globalism, the capital of human rights and democracy and the rule of the law? People are questioning the wisdom of this administration, whether actually it is behaving according to the international law, according to the human values or not. And most of the answer are not.
Atwan says the American action provides encouragement to dictators in the Middle East, inclined to set aside the law when it doesn't suit their purposes. And he says the U.S. treatment of its prisoners has embarrassed moderates who have championed the U.S. and its human rights record.
By this treatment, you are giving those radicals ammunition to shoot at the United States, to mobilize people against the United States. Seriously, this is the danger here. You are telling those radicals that certain people who are against the United States are really truthful, are taking the right position. This is the danger.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says it too considers the American captives prisoners of war entitled to the protections of the Geneva Conventions. The ICRC will soon begin its inspections, but says its findings are confidential, shared only with the United States. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.